With the U.S. adjusting to new railroad times, Sears turns entrepreneur and buys a batch of pocket watches. He offers them to other station agents and waits. Bingo. An order comes through, followed by another, and then another. Within 6 months, Sears sells all his watches, 2,500, earning 10 times his railroad salary. Realizing he can use the railroad for sales and distribution, Sears jumps on the opportunity with an idea that will transform the nation, the mail order catalog.
I think Americans are naturally entrepreneurial. If you worked hard and if you had good ideas and you were willing to make short-term sacrifices, you could succeed in this country.
Next one, this is number one.
10 years after selling his first watch, Sears publishes a 700-page catalog. Now based in Chicago, he processes over 35,000 orders a day, delivering refrigerators, pianos, in 1 year, over 100,000 sewing machines. Using the railroad, Sears can sell virtually anything, anywhere in the country.
What really transformed this country wasn't just the westward migration and the development of cities in the east, but the ability to move products across great distances. Linking together what had previously been very disparate little settlements that had to be largely self-sufficient.
By the end of the 19th century, America has 200,000 miles of railroad track, linking the local markets and creating a national economy. Over the next 40 years, the amount of freight carried by rail shoots from 55 to nearly 700 million tons. Resources from the Midwest feed the country's growing industries in the east. The United States overtakes Britain as the largest manufacturer on earth, soon producing 30% of the world's goods.
The railroads laid the basis for the creation of the single largest market in world economy. And this made it possible for the United States to become the global economic power that it did by the end of the 19th century.
In 20 years, the U.S. population doubles to 80 million. The number of cities triples. 7 million Americans leave the country for the nation's booming urban centers. Where Buffalo once roamed, now rises the modern world.